It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care and by Generator Super Center.
You bet. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Generator Super Center. Yesterday we got to talking about the craziest people or the oddest people that we've seen out here. And I was shocked to hear some of y'all's observations, people that you had seen, because I think, George, you said it, that, or maybe it was Craig, I'm now wondering if it was Invisible Muser who said it, that the wheels off people out here have an extra level of wheels off.
Yes.
That it's not just you'll see someone, you know, who's yelling at a wall or something like that. They'll also be wearing, you know, a costume of some kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's more. My observation was there's more variety.
Yes.
In the weird wheels off people in this city than in any other city, maybe in the world.
Yeah, they could be dressed as a ballerina rabbit while yelling at the wall.
So you saw someone, George,
yeah,
that was dressed in such a way that was wearing strange headgear at the time.
He was wearing tattered pants, no shirt, smoking, and a bunny head, a pink bunny head. Like it was full fur all the way around except for his face. It had two ears, and so he could smoke, I guess. And, yeah, I guess he was headed to work.
Which, you know.
That's the way he rolls? That's the way he rolls.
That's great that there's still self-expression.
Yeah.
He wants you to notice him.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, why are you wearing a bunny head?
That's great.
There's no practical reason to wear a bunny head, is there?
No. I can't think of one unless it's cold, and it wasn't cold yesterday. The weather out here has been great.
And who was the guy that you said had balloon legs?
We both saw him. He had
elephantiasis?
No, they were just swollen, and maybe it was caused by the heels he was wearing that were too small.
Wait, what?
And he was wearing a dress, and he was very wobbly.
I think he had a top hat on.
Yeah.
He was holding something up very close to his face.
And like a cold compress?
Almost, and walking sideways a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's just such an odd collection of variables that go into some of these presentations.
And every time we see one of these characters.
Yeah.
We say, well, yeah, there's Gordo. 3 years? Yeah, probably 3 years.
Yeah, you're
from
always
now.
Debating how long it's going to be until I look just like this, which is rude. But yeah, and then this morning on the way to work, because we walked to work this morning, there was some kind of cop conflict that was going on back behind us.
Mm-hmm. We told you to keep walking.
We could hear a cop back behind us yelling, "Police, police, police." And I was so paranoid that we were about to hear gunshots or something crazy was about to happen.
Yeah, it was 3 a.m, and we're not in the best part of town.
No.
So the walk...
We're in the bunny head part of town.
The walk can be a little sketchy.
What if they renamed this section Bunny Head?
It's already named Tenderloin.
That's funny enough. That kind of short circuits me.
Okay, why is it named Tenderloin?
Is this where the first tenderloin was cooked?
Or is it because when you look at a map of San Francisco, this is the tenderloin part of the cow?
Maybe.
Hmm.
Or, let's see here.
Or was it just?
I didn't see there's a Tenderloin Hall of Fame.
What is that? Is Bunny Head in it? They should put Bunny
Head
in
there.
Well,
you had to think about it, so I don't know.
Oh, and yeah, this.
Okay.
Uh oh.
This I wouldn't have guessed this, but there's debate about this. Some attribute the name Tenderloin to a New York City police captain who was overheard saying that he was assigned to another part of the city, and he could only afford to eat Chuck steak on his salary he was earning. A New York City police captain, why San Francisco? Mm. But after he was transferred to this neighborhood, he was making so much money on the side, soliciting bribes because it was such a shady neighborhood, he can now afford to eat tenderloin.
Okay. That's a pretty good origin story of the name. That's interesting. But, so there are some people who, even though they're down on their luck, they still will express themselves through costume and through visuals.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And
boy, it also, it has to lead the nation, and people don't just talk to themselves, they scream at themselves.
A lot of that out here.
I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, it seems like if you can... Well, maybe the explanation is they don't control the voices that they're arguing with. Mm-hmm. I would just think that, hey, if you're able to create other voices in your head, then make them agreeable. Make them compliment you all the time.
Yeah, these don't seem to be, yeah.
Yeah. They're always having an argument and yelling, which is, it just makes you wonder what, because California is big on trying to have social programs to help people.
Mm-hmm. But they're just overwhelmed.
Why can't we do a better job of helping people?
I don't know. And it gets politicized. I wish there was some cooperation between the
two. I know.
How are we going to solve this problem?
Yeah,
this
I hate
is
that
a problem.
It gets politicized because isn't it a pretty basic idea of how can we help these people? And then you got to also deal with the fact that, well, some people, they also have free will, so you can't force someone into a program or a place that they don't want to be. They have the right to make that choice. But then if they have mental issues, you can make some choices for them, but... I mean, it is a messy issue. I get it.
Yeah, yeah. On one side, prevention, so they don't end up there. But for those who, what do we do? And it's not just here in San Francisco. It's everywhere.
I know.
It's in our own town. Austin has a terrible problem with it. And it doesn't seem to be divided into, well, that's one side. That's run by, you know, the left, or that's run by the right. It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And you do feel, I mean, this person had a life and somehow it kept going in a direction that, you know, one thing leads to another, and then they're so far down the tracks of just how do you crawl back from that?
Yeah.
I think about that with every person we see in that situation. How did it get here? I would love to know their stories.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there are a billion different stories, but yeah, some of it is drug addiction. Some of it is unemployment. Some of it is
mental illness.
Mental illness, is a big one.
And then it becomes chicken or egg when you get into those things, mm-hmm. because what starts what? What causes what? Were you addicted first, and then you got crazy due to trauma that happens from your addiction and experiences you've had, or the other way around?
Mm-hmm. I've told you all this before. It's the conversation that led to how many homeless people have 401ks? Because
that's you claim that they all had them.
No,
they just
I didn't say they all,
though.
But it was just very.
But they lost online access.
No,
they couldn't get the recovery code.
It was just very impactful for me. The church that we used to belong to when I was in Coppell.
Before you quit them due to a
we moved
disagreement.
We moved. We still go back to that church sometimes. But they had it, and they. I understand they still do this program every Saturday. They go down. And they go to a shelter and feed them breakfast. And the director at the time was talking to us about that very thing. How do these people end up here? And he knew all of them and said, well, she used to work for such and such airline, and it was a mental health thing. He was, with a certain business and was in management, had a drug problem, and There was obviously they all had stories, mm-hmm. and some of them were successful stories, and something happened, and it was just another layer of sadness to it. Of, you know, we see people all the time. You think they're doing well, but they're maybe just on the edge of not doing well and ending up like some of these poor people.
Which is what both of you had diagnosed me with over and over again. That I'm right on that edge.
I know. I know. You're not. You're doing fine.
And did I, you know what I just heard you say, Giorgio, is that it's even sadder when someone from upper management has a horrible
I didn't mean it that way.
Downfall.
I just think we assume.
We should only reserve that for
no,
people who
No, I
aren't.
Just think they assume, okay, well, yeah, you know, they've always had, this attitude. They don't have to work in life, and they don't have this. No, they did work, and a lot of them, and maybe some of them did have 401ks, and they don't.
Why are you so obsessed?
And as my statement was, they don't know how to get to them. I guess I think if you're in that state, how would you possibly remember how to get online and access that account. That was my point.
Okay.
And I was
all right. Calm down. Calm down. If someone saw you right now, you would look like you're ranting at
and I'm
at
not
a wall.
and they don't have access to it. Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah. If I walk by, guy looks like George, and he's just walking down the street ranting about how homeless have lost access to 401ks. We would all cross the street and, okay, that guy's got a little, I don't know what he's going on about. Anyway, all right, first thing we got to do when we get home, I'm recommending to you guys, is you have to do house burping. If you follow that little stupid trend that started out a few months ago.
People are documenting their incredibly loud burps at home.
No.
Oh.
No.
It sounds like you have to put your house over your shoulder and burp it.
This is where you open your window or your doors. You open your windows and doors, and you let out the inside air, and you bring in fresh air from the outside.
Okay.
And it's big in Germany. I think this is where this started.
How often?
But now, of course,
should we do this?
The women of TikTok and Graham have got a hold of it, and they document their house burping that they do. Some of them every day. They make sure that they do this and show that they are much, much more hearth and home than you are because they care. And so, but it does make sense, right? Because you get rid of the VOCs inside your house, all the off-gassing from the furniture and the unnatural manufacturing processes we have, and you bring in outside air.
That does make sense.
Now, it destroys your heating and cooling bill.
Yeah, what about that?
But yeah, I was watching videos. Do you think that was a good use of my time, watching videos on house burping?
No.
You don't think so? I thought it was good because I was able to bring that to the masses. You should do this. But yeah, I'm worried that, I think that the place that I live in now, I think that it's got a radon problem, and I think I need to do something about that.
So I heard you talking about this many years ago, and I got the radon detectors for our home.
Yeah, and mine are always reading high.
Well, then, yeah, you might have a problem. What do they read?
But I thought it was also inconclusive as to whether radon was a huge deal. Like, some people say that it's not automatically cancer causing.
No, I don't think it's automatically, but it does. I think they have linked it to lung cancer. It's the second.
Well, non-smoking related.
Yeah,
lung cancer.
Smoking is number one. Secondhand smoke, I think, is number two. Mm-hmm. And then I think radon's three.
Well, I priced out getting it worked on,
mm-hmm.
and it was like $10,000.
Wow.
To remediate.
What do they do?
That's too much.
Huh? They can't
have a radon vacuum
cleaner.
They have
proprietary treatments for it.
They have it's a fan, and they will dig into the foundation of your home, and they'll put pipes in there, and they'll suck out the radon from the foundation before it gets into the home, and then it shoots out the fan into the sky.
Shoot, I bet we could do that.
That was very childish. Shoots into the sky. Why did you add that?
But that's supposed to be about $2,000, not $10,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a big house, though.
It's one of those, and you're right, it was one of these deals where they come in, and it's all labor. So, you know, because it was like plastic sheeting, and mm-hmm. then a pipe, and then a fan. Mm-hmm. So that's not that much money. So it's mainly the labor. And I think on those labor jobs, they always just shoot for the moon. And then you'll go, man, no, that's way too much. And they go, okay, I'll do it for a quarter of the price.
We'll knock off some
of
the labor.
Like, wow, boy, there was a lot of room in that. Anyway, so yeah, I'm going to start burping my home, and then I'll get rid of all the radon.
It will temporarily get rid of it.
Thank you.
And maybe if you burp it every day, you'll be okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I've got the patience for that. I'd rather just go ahead and do the...
I think you could do it yourself. Just put some PVC under there and get a fan.
Well, they have to put plastic sheeting up under there, too.
Yeah.
Just get something that shoots it up into the sky.
Yeah, and shoot it up into the sky.
That sounds vulgar. Shoot it
up
to this guy.
Thank you, Gordo.